looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, do you know anyone who's received the COVID vaccine? I do. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it was a bit of a bolt from the blue. They suddenly just said, do you want to pop along in a couple of days' time? And I did, and my wife and I have had it. I don't actually fit into any of the current target groups, to be honest. Maybe they got my age slightly wrong, because I'm in my 50s, and it's meant to be over 60s, probably over 70s. But hey, what the hell? It was a very smooth process. It was very uneventful, as you would kind of want your vaccination to be.
So you've had the jab. What do you have to do next?
Well, I have to sit around with a slightly stiff arm and wait. I've got another appointment, for the second jab, and that is 10 weeks away, I think. 10 weeks, I think it was in the end. And otherwise, nothing in between. They haven't said avoid alcohol. They haven't said anything. But there's stuff that you should or shouldn't do. But also, interestingly, I didn't have the Oxford AstraZeneca. And it's funny, when you go to a restaurant, there's the daily specials board. And it's a bit like that. You turn up and it goes, today's vaccine is Pfizer. So I've had the thank you very much, America, Germany, and Turkey for producing my vaccine. I've had the Pfizer BioNTech one. But you don't have a choice. It's just there.
They must have been doing the celebrities first. Now, speaking of celebrities, Meghan Markle yeah. has had a win in the courts.
Yeah, quite a big one in the end. It didn't go to a full jury, which it could have done. So ultimately, the judge has said that there's no chance of there being any other result other than a victory for her over the Mail on Sunday. This is about the letter to her father that she wrote. Now, essentially, he seems to have leaked the details to various publications, the Mail on Sunday in particular, in response to her having told five friends to blab about the relationship. Now, I suppose there's a difference. It's Meghan's life, after all. She surely has ownership of her own personal details. But if she's going to play the media by telling friends to load up certain stories, you can see why a father or an ex-boyfriend or a mother or whoever might do something similar. Ultimately, though, it was a personal and private letter about a breakdown in her relationship with her father and to some extent, therefore, very painful stuff. And I think she put it quite well about how, newspapers are playing games. This is my real life and real relationships and very real sadness. So, yeah, it was probably right she won, though I don't think it helps with press intrusion in the future. I have no idea, therefore, what newspapers can and can't do.
What's her old man up to these days, Thomas Markle?
Good question. We knew he wasn't very well, but I think he's a bit gone to ground a little bit, hasn't he? I can't recall him appearing in any form of late.
It's interesting because her family members seem to have gone a little bit quiet since she left the royal family, and maybe that's been one of the bonuses of that move. Listen, we'll let you go because I can sense that you're having trouble holding up that phone because of the painful arm. So we'll let you go, we'll let you off the hook, and we'll catch up next week.
There'll be no boxing or wrestling for me this weekend.
Good man, Adam Gilchrist from London.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.